This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Today, Senator Barack Obama campaigns in Virginia. Senator John McCain will appear in Ohio alongside his running mate, Governor Sarah Palin. Though she is his running mate, Palin has been disagreeing with McCain on a number of issues lately. Here to answer why she may be going her own way is Slate's John Dickerson. He's traveling with the McCain campaign. And John, on what issues have these two candidates not been seeing eye to eye?
Well, she's differed with him on both policy and politics. On the policy front, she disagrees with his opposition to a marriage amendment that would ban gay marriage. She also disagreed with his position on removing North Korea from the list of terrorist states. He was against it. She thought it was okay. From a political standpoint, she thinks the campaign, or thought the campaign, should compete in Michigan. You'll remember a couple of weeks ago, the McCain campaign decided to pull out of Michigan, put its resources elsewhere. So there have been a couple of these instances where she's been on a different page, and the question is whether it's just, this sometimes happens with running mates, or whether she's got her own political agenda.
Well, this is, after all, the campaign that prides itself on being maverick. So couldn't you argue this is just a case of Sarah Palin kind of standing on her own and showing she can have her own opinions?
Sure. What happens in a campaign is particularly one that, with 2 weeks left to go to before the election, and also where McCain's chances seem to be getting dimmer and dimmer, is a lot of people in Republican circles and even some mischief-making Democrats are wondering whether these splits, she also, I should note, seem to come out against these robocalls, which are calls attacking Senator Obama that the McCain campaign and the Republican committee are putting out. The question then among a lot of Republicans is whether she's trying to position herself and being a little bit more mavericky, to invent a word, in order to give herself a good political profile for her future national political prospects.
Well, and what exactly are those future political prospects if Senator McCain doesn't win this election?
Well, I think she is considered by many Republicans to be a star in the party. She is a very good performer. Some of her interviews haven't gone very well. And there are a lot of Republicans in the base of the party who are big Sarah Palin fans. And so she probably has a bright future. The question among some of the strategists I've talked to is really whether she goes long and basically goes back to Alaska, serves her terms as governor, maybe runs to the Senate, takes a kind of slower approach, or whether she picks up on this national notoriety and tries to run again quickly for a national office. And that'll be what we'll see, I guess, in 4 years if things don't work out for the McCain-Palin ticket this time around.
So later today, the two will be standing together. What do you expect to come out of that?
Well, I think the latest message in the McCain campaign is sort of a two Joes approach. They talk about Joe the plumber, about whom we all know a great deal now. And they also talk about Joe Biden, who mentioned that Barack Obama would be tested as a new president. And Governor Palin's been talking about that quite a lot, saying basically that, you know, that's the argument they've been making, that he'll be tested. And John McCain has already been tested in life and therefore would be ready to be president on day one, whereas Barack Obama, because of his lack of experience, would not be.
Slate.com's chief political correspondent, John Dickerson. Thanks, John.
Thank you.